You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
People are going to make fun of me for some of the dumb shit I said tonight. I'm like, I'll be saying something. I'm like, I can't believe I just said that. This is coming out of my mouth right now. I can't believe I'm even saying
and
this.
And you can't even stop it. You just can't. No. You can't stop your mouth. It's too bad.
It's out. It's out there in the world. People are going to make fun of me for this.
Can't stop. Won't stop. You want some more coffee, babe?
No, I've had enough coffee. Okay. It's fucking 11 o'clock.
Don't drink any more coffee at 11 p.m., dog.
Joe is texting me, hey, are you up? Like, Joe's my new booty call now because of Xbox. He's like, hey, you up? And I'm like, we're recording. And he was like, oh, shit, still? And I said, yeah, Jason's on tonight. Jason's on.
What are you drinking, fancy seltzer?
Is that Welch's grape?
Is it champagne?
That's Welch's grape, sparkling.
Looks flat as fuck, it's not even making any noise.
I'm holding on the other side of the mic. This is very unidirectional mic. You can't hear all the bubbles.
What is it?
Unidirectional.
That's not the name of it.
God, it smells like my baby's diaper.
That's disgusting.
What is that?
It literally, it smells like when she pees.
Oh. What is Chrissy feeding her?
I wish we were going because that episode title, it smells like when she pees.
Dude, hit record before we continue
recording.
This conversation.
It's recording. Oh. I have it. It's just not in any context because I haven't started the fucking show.
It's all good, man. It's all good. We're coming up with titles all night long.
We're doing it. I guess let's formally start this so that it's all captured from here forward.
Fucking screen cap this shit.
Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense. My name is Chris, joined as always by my lovely, beautiful wife, the Duchess.
Hello.
Gracing us with his presence. Tonight, we have first guest of 2020, first guest of the new millennium. Not the new millennium, the new decade. I'm fucking stupid and I'm trying to get up.
First guest of the Millennium Falcon.
We got Lord Dr. Jason Olmey.
It's Dr. Lord.
What's good, motherfucker? I'm here. We out here. Brett.
We are. Brett. I want to address the elephant in the room for nobody but us. This is take two of this fucking show because I fucked up. I dropped the ball.
You did, but we're gonna make lemonade out of them lemons, dog.
I felt so
you know,
bad.
We got the goofy ass dry run out of the way, and now we're like professionals. We're practiced. We're trained.
The thousand
generations live in us now.
We tried to do this last night. You know, everybody, well, I'm going to say everybody, most of the people that listen to the show know we record on Fridays, and we had a banger going last night with both the Almies. We had, it was just lovely. Bang. And I happened to look down at my track, and it was blank for Jason. You know what? It was a full moon last night, and the podcast goblins were out, and they were fucking with the board, and there was just one little button that wasn't pushed, and I don't know how it wasn't pushed, because I've never not unpushed it.
Your fat ass fingers probably hit it while you were moving it after streaming the
video. I know
the
spirit of Dave Chaffee did that shit.
He might have. I don't know. He might have. That's all.
Sabotage.
That's all I got to go.
I know it, motherfucker. I see you. I see you, Dave.
So let me pay our bills so we can get to all this good shit that we had planned for last night.
That bottle is empty, sir.
I know. I'm just making sure I got every last drop of pee-pee smelling shit out of there.
pee-pee smelling
liquid.
This episode and every episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bombs CBD. Hemp Bombs is a local Tampa CBD company that are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. The many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS at hempbombs.com and save 20% on your order and get to feeling good.
Word.
I'd like to say something, and I would like to directly address Hemp Bombs. I love you.
What, that's all. You trying to move in this neighborhood, sir?
I'm just saying I love you. I use your products. I eat them. I rub them on my penis.
I eat them.
I love them.
Well, you know, hopefully it's not the pain freeze, man, because then you'd be getting that hot dick
right in the
penis. Yeah, I love that biofreeze dick. Hemp Bombs, I want you inside me.
What are you going to say, baby?
I forgot.
You forgot.
Well, I said it yesterday. I said I was the hemp bombs fairy at work.
Well, yeah, just ignore that. Just say it like it's the first time.
We get samples every month, so I brought a box of samples to my work, and I was like, hey, y'all, I got that CBD shit.
Yeah, you know what? She did that shit at her old job, too, when we first picked up hemp bombs, because they hook us up with product every month. They send us, like, boatloads of fucking samples, and she took them to her old job, and she was passing them out with our promo code attached to baggies. She had put the gummy bears in baggies, like Ziploc baggies, wrote our promo shit on there, and was passing them out. Like, dude, you like Mr. fucking Happy Time or Mr. Smiley Face?
That was before we got all the small bags, because that was when we had the bottles.
Yeah, now they hook us up with individual.
Now they got the little sample packs. Packs, yeah. So I have to do that.
That's genius, but also I'm no lawyer. I'm a doctor, and I'm also New English aristocracy, hence the Lord in my title, Esquire. But I'm no lawyer. However, I would be worried. Like, A, I would be bringing tons of CBD samples, hemp bomb. I would be throwing it at all my coworkers. I'd be fucking putting it in everyone's stocking with a, you know, HTNOS, use that, code it, check out, save 20%. You know what I'm saying? I'd be saying that to everybody. But word. At the same time, I would have that one, you know, everybody's got that one asshole coworker. Yeah. There's that one bum, they're a fucking loser or whatever. You know, they go home and they're like, and then they don't think they're going to get tested, but they get tested. Boom, they get popped by their employer. And they're like, oh, I don't smoke weed, even though they know they smoke weed every night. They're like, nah, that wasn't me. I didn't smoke that shit. Melissa brought in that funky CBD shit, and I bet that shit was tainted and blah, blah, blah. She'd be pointing the finger at you trying to save her own ass. So look out for that asshole. Don't give him no CBD.
Well, here we go.
People at my job get drunk, so I'm not worried about it.
On the job? Like on the clock?
Dude, they would mix their fucking Cokes and shit, and then they'll bring in beers for people's birthday.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. I work with some cool people.
Well, on top of that, like I'm going to queue up my fucking Simmons & Moore law firm dun-dun right now and drop that on you just to let you know that if you are concerned, you can go to the Hemp Bombs website, check out their third-party testing because they have all those documents available where there is less than point blah, 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 blah of the marijuana or not marijuana, the
THC good component.
The good shit. Yeah, we got the unleaded
version. Very, very low.
It's within, I think, less than 1-something%. I don't fucking know. I'm not a scientist, but if you are curious, those reports are made available.
I want to shout out to Cayman Jack too, because it's really good. It's a mojito thing, and it's really good.
Cayman Jack mojito.
I like to shout out to Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Blush. It is 100% juice from U.S. grown green apples and raspberry concentrate. Contains no alcohol.
That's why it smells like your baby's pee. Do you feed her that?
It tastes like
does she drink that juice?
What my baby's diaper smells like.
Yeah, does she drink it?
Maybe hit them up for a sponsorship.
Don't drink that shit.
She don't drink apple juice?
She just drinks she's 5 months old. She drinks milk.
Oh. Okay.
She eats some. We got her on like the last month or so. We started getting her on some like pureed baby foods like apples and carrots and all that shit. She loves that shit. Holy shit. Like she sees you come in holding the little jar like you about to feed her some and she's like, oh. Like she fucking gets hype, you know what I'm saying?
It seems like it's been longer than 5 months. I feel like that baby should be two by now.
It does. It seems like but that's because we've been there through the entire saga. I feel that way too. We've been there through the entire saga of them trying to get pregnant, the entire pregnancy. Yeah. You know, like this has been a ordeal in the making for the entire time we've known them. So the better part of 2 years,
right?
You know, that's why it feels like it's so long.
She's easy. I mean. That baby wakes me up at 5 a.m. I know how you feel, Melissa. I'm like, get a job.
Just wait until they're 4 and climbing in your bed.
Yeah. I honestly, I'm going to sound like a sap right now, but I can't fucking wait for that. Like, I want to cuddle my baby. Like, I still cuddle her. Like, sometimes I'll fall asleep with her, just kind of like holding her. Like, particularly if it's nighttime and I'm like feeding her the bottle, I like start falling asleep. It's like 3 a.m. I'm like holding the bottle. I'm like,
yeah,
but man, I can't wait for that kid to come like crawling in. Like, I'm gonna be like, hell yeah, you want to sleep? She's gonna be like, can I sleep with you, mommy and daddy? And I know Christina's gonna be like, no, you got your own bed. I'm like, come on in, kid, come on, let daddy get his arms around you. Come here.
I say the same thing because I'm like, there's gonna be a time in their life when they want nothing to do with us, so I'm gonna let them come in the bed if they want to.
It's usually just because I'm trying to get lucky. I'm like, maybe when we wake up in the morning. Yes, every fucking day. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
All right, Wayne.
Every fucking day.
That's a perfect philosophy for this, though. You got to shoot your shot. You got to shoot your load. It's biochemistry. Mm-hmm. You need to do it. But what do you do when it's like your little kids like wanting to hop in bed with you and you want to welcome them in, you want to cuddle them, but you're also like, dude, well, I mean, my penis is doing what penises do.
That's happened.
You know, it's biology. My shit is just fucking hard right now because it's like 5 a.m. My shit gets like mad leathery in the morning.
Yeah, he kind of just lays on his side and hopes nobody kicks him there.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying, I've been known to tuck a boner in, you know, try to wait it out, you know, but sometimes it just doesn't happen.
We're just like, go away. Go watch TV. Go play video games. Go away.
Ah.
No, for real. I'm going to have to start sleeping with my handgun, with my pistol, just so that when they feel the boner, I can be like, oh, that's just the Beretta. Don't worry about that, kid. You know, it's not my dick. I'm just sleeping with my 9mm like always.
Like always.
I hope you're never in a position where you have to tell your daughter, don't worry, that's not my dick.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Jason, we are also sponsored by Onnit.com.
I love Onnit.com.
Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut that is dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization through a wide variety of products and supplements. Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. Mm-hmm. I was kind of trying to make lemons out of lemonade or lemonade out of lemons. And this is not a good fucking segue because I was going to say, luckily, my alpha brain showed up today, so I was able to pop some of them, and it hasn't kicked in yet.
It hasn't kicked in yet. I have another funny kid story. Today, we went to Hooters for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Well, just totally hijack that. Can I at least just give you the fucking thing?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Save 10% on your total optimization for your health.
Yeah. Onnit.com/HTNOS. Save 10%. All your shit. What's your fucking lunch?
I love Onnit as well. I want to say Hemp Bombs. I love you, Onnit. I also love you. I love kettlebells. I love Alpha Brain. I love
talking.
I love everything. Yeah, I love talking. Please. Yes. Yeah.
I've been wanting to get y'all back together again for months, man. I love this shit. I fucking love it.
So today we went to Hooters for lunch. And I was Hooters. Like, everybody does. So I take Lucas to the bathroom and he pees standing up because he's a G. And he's like, look, he's like, when I touch my tummy, it controls my wiener because he like pulls the skin up and then his wiener comes up when he's peeing and then he'll like control his wiener through his stomach.
So he's got like a laptop touchpad on his stomach and it yeah. works his dick.
Yeah.
You need to get him like a marionette for fucking his birthday or some shit. Like he can fucking control that then.
No, he looks like a dick wizard. He's putting spells on you and shit with his fingers.
Oh, we got chubby wizard and dick wizard now.
Awesome. Dick wizard, I love it. Dude, what do you get? What do you get at Hooters? What's your like go-to menu items?
20
both of y'all.
20 buffalo shrimp.
10 boneless medium.
Oh, Chris, it's like we were separated at birth. I love them boneless buffalo shrimp. Dude.
I don't like paying $18.49 for them.
No, they're expensive.
No, I don't. But dude, I can make them shits at home, y'all. Shit.
Yeah.
I'll bread and fry up my own shrimp and toss it in some buffalo sauce. That shit's good.
It's the ambiance, baby. It's the ambiance.
Son, I tell you one thing, though. Like, I do not appreciate the women at Hooters. I don't appreciate it. Last time I went to Hooters, I was on a road trip with one of my brothers, my roommate from college, and another friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And it was like four dudes. And we were on a road trip to Ohio. And it was like Friday, late afternoon, like early evening. It was like 5 p.m. or whatever. And we stopped at a Hooters to get some grub on our way through fucking Tennessee or wherever we were at. And the lady's like, yeah, it's Friday. What are y'all doing? Y'all partying today? I'm like, bring me my burger, bitch. She's like, y'all want some beer? And we ordered some beer. I was like, yeah, why don't you bring us a pitcher? We'll fucking split the pitcher or whatever. And she's like, yeah, y'all partying tonight? Yeah. I'm like, no, bitch.
She's trying to enhance your experience, Jason. You're so
close. That's not what I was there for.
No,
yeah, I was not there for her to pretend to flirt with us. Like, come on.
I love it.
Sell me more Miller Lite. Trying to upsell me on the Miller High Life. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, shout out to Michaela at the Braden and Hooters because she was very nice to me and she smiled and she got a nice tip.
Well, I'm sure she gets plenty of nice tips. I'm sure she's got sugar daddy to take her out on Sunday morning to the malls to go shopping.
She wasn't overdoing it either. Some of them girls overdo it with their face.
Yeah.
She was cute. Yeah. She didn't overdo it.
Yeah, the lady at our table was overdoing it. And with that whole attitude, like, talk to me like we're real people, okay? Like, I'm not out at a Hooters trying to party at 5:30 on a Friday afternoon trying to, like, fulfills some fantasy of picking up a Hooters waitress. Like, you can talk to me like you're a real human being. What? Like, I'm a real human being. I'll talk to you like you're a real human being. Like, we could just,
you'll just, you talk. Know. It doesn't matter.
That's what I want to say. Yeah. I want to say, look, take a moment and pause and look at him right now, holding that fucking rocks glass of apple juice with those glasses and that hair and that bandana. And he's like, talk to me like I'm a regular person. I'm just a regular person.
I'm sure he doesn't look like that.
You're a caricature of yourself, dude.
I was just bringing the heat for tonight. Like, I was a normal person that day. Right. I don't go into Hooters dressed like this and expect to be treated normally, please. If I went into a Hooters dressed like this, I expect to be treated like a complete scumbag. Because that's what I look like right now.
Because they know you'd be partying dressed like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They'd be like, you've been doing drugs since this morning. This is incredible. You're three sheets to the wind already, aren't you? It's 3 in the afternoon. Like, yeah, bitch. Brushed my teeth this morning with Captain Morgan.
Mm. All right, Kesha. She uses Jack. You guys never heard that song?
I don't know.
I don't know who this Kesha person is.
She's a singer.
Oh. Okay.
Do you use that term loosely?
What? A singer?
Yeah.
She was one of the ones that was in a big lawsuit with some big record label dude that was trying to steal her music.
Was she your Hooters waitress?
No, she could have been, though.
Hmm. Oh, that's Kesha with a dollar sign, right?
Yes.
I know who you're talking about. That's Kesha with a dollar sign.
Stop sucking on that vape dick so you could do your show.
I'm preoccupied with this game. Why? We need to turn this game off.
Why is it on? You fucked up yesterday. Now you're fucking distracting yourself and you're not paying attention and you're doing a bad job.
Excuse me.
Oh, whoa.
In the great words of Riles Trudy, excuse the fuck me?
Riles.
No, I you know, I got money on this shit, dude. I'm fucking like, oh, Jason. Perfect. Do you know? I actually was reading it before you come on. Hold on.
Got some kind of degenerate gambler or something?
Always.
Yes. Yes. Obviously. Do you know who Jade Roper Tolbert from The Bachelor is? I know you'd be watching The Bachelor, dude.
Oh, hold on. Jade. I remember Jade Tanners. Didn't Jade marry one of them Bachelor dudes?
You're asking me as if I've ever watched it once.
No, I'm asking my wife because she's standing right behind me.
Oh, bet.
And she is like a Bachelor pro. She's the one who got me into The Bachelor. Like, I love The Bachelor, but she's the one who baptized me in The Bachelor life.
I like Paradise Hotel.
So every Sunday and one.
Oh, she was watching Paradise Hotel last night.
I like that one too.
Oh, shit.
Hey, girl.
Hey, lady on me.
She says hi.
She said, man, I gave y'all something last night. Fuck off.
Yeah. Dude. That poor lady is tired today.
Man, so every Sunday on DraftKings, they have a contest called the Millionaire Maker, and that's where I fuck with. You know, it's $20 entry, and the first place gets $1 million. Well, last week, this bitch from The Bachelor won it, okay?
Yeah, I heard about that.
So now there's a big fucking scandal, and the big scandal is that her and her husband were, like, sharing shit, because you can only enter that thing 200 times, which, do the math, what's 200 times 20?
You add a zero, so 200 times 20 is $4,000.
They did that twice to double their odds or whatever. Wow. Between two accounts. And you know what? I'm just gonna say, we've been guilty of that too. I actually had to call DraftKings and fucking provide my driver's license because I signed my wife up under an account to get the $20 credit and shit one year.
That's true.
And then I won on that, so I had like money sitting in there that I wanted to pull out, and they were like, wait a second here, buddy. Yeah, well, they're doing that shit to the tune of a fucking $1 million. And I don't like that shit. I don't like hearing it because I'm sitting here right now side-eyeing the TV seeing who's doing what because I'm trying to fucking win my share of $1 million. Bitch, you've already been on The Bachelor. What are you trying to fucking take my money for, man? I'm a peasant.
I don't think being on The Bachelor really turns you into a millionaire, though.
It turns you into something, man. I'm talking about her. She's in the fucking New York Post here.
I think just because we're talking about it doesn't mean that she got money.
Most people that go on that show try to be models or TV personalities. Yeah. Did she really look good?
Does she look good, Jay?
I don't know the person you're talking about, but there was like a Jade girl who married one of the other dudes on after Bachelor in Paradise, but that's I don't think this is the same Jade.
That is her because she said Bachelor in Paradise.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. She's in some trouble. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, look, it was Jade. No, it was Jade Roper Tolbert. Who's this Jade Roper Tolbert? I don't know who this Jade person is, but
she's fucking me out of money, so.
Well, that's unfortunate.
You fuck yourself out of money every week. Don't blame her.
That's true. Jason, I know we had spoke about this, but we're gonna bring it up again. The Golden Globes.
Yeah. Golden Globes,
you're
gonna
be able to hear the audio this time.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky was on fire. Ricky was on a roll. Ricky's got me wanting to watch the Bootleg Office because I got so much respect for him now because of that that tirade he went on.
Mm-hmm.
Have you still not seen it? I know you told me last night you didn't see it.
I have not seen it. No, I'm eagerly anticipating this.
Pull it from YouTube though.
Dropping it for you. Oh, you want me to play the whole thing? The YouTube is the whole 7 minutes. Or whatever.
You do what you want.
I'm doing what I'm told.
Nope.
Because you told me I'm fucking up, so I'm doing it your way now. Oh yeah, girl, you got what you wanted. You got what you wanted.
For real though, I want buffalo scrimp now.
Sorry, bro.
That's how it works.
It's all good, man. That's all good.
That's how it works, Jason. That's how it works.
That buffalo scrimp.
We should visit every Hooters in America.
That would be quite the undertaking. We could record a podcast out of it.
That is a good fucking idea. We'll get a van like Mikey's got with a mobile setup, and we'll just go from Hooters to Hooters across America.
We should only do the ones that have girls from the calendar. Then it won't take so long.
I want it to take long. Oh. All right, Jay, I'm gonna play this here.
It's going to be delicious.
Hello, and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais. Thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did.
I believe him.
NBC clearly.
This is the best thing that's happened to this shit.
Fifth time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Kevin Hart was fired from the Oscars because of some offensive tweets. Hello. Lucky for me, the Hollywood Foreign Press can barely speak English. And they've no idea what Twitter is. So I got offered this gig by fax. So let's go out with a bang. Let's have a laugh at your expense, shall we?
Yes.
Remember, they're just jokes. We're all going to die soon, and there's no sequel. So, yeah, remember that.
Amy Poehler looks uncomfortable as fuck.
But you all look lovely, so all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no.
Damn.
It's her daughter I feel sorry for, okay? That must be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs. So, lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. But
aw, look at them old motherfuckers. Like a Raymond.
Baby Yoda. That's Joe Pesci, sorry. I love you, man. Don't have me whacked. But tonight isn't just about the people in front of the camera. In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world. People from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow. He's coming for you. He's coming for you.
I don't know who that is.
Look, talking of all you perverts...
Was that him
was
right
a big
there
year.
That looked all angry?
Yeah.
It was a big year for paedophile movies.
Paedophile.
Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes... Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. I don't care. I don't care.
Look at that face, dude. Look
He's
at his
pissed.
Face.
Many talented people of colour were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood Foreign Press are all very, very racist. So, fifth time.
Tom Hanks.
I love Tom Hanks.
We were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It was mostly white people, and I thought, nah, not on my watch. So, maybe next year. Let's see what happens. No one cares about movies anymore. No one goes to the cinema. No one really watches network TV. Everyone's watching Netflix. This show should just be me coming out going, well done, Netflix, you win everything. Good night. But no, we've got to drag it out for 3 hours. You could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show. That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer. And it's still more fun than this. Okay?
I think that's his show.
Spoiler alert, season two is on the way. So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes!
Yeah.
I know he's your friend, but I don't care.
I know he's your friend. That's awesome.
You had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you? Right. But seriously, most films are awful, lazy, remakes, sequels. I've heard a rumour that there might be a sequel to Sophie's Choice. I mean, that'd just be Meryl Streep going, Well, it's got to be this one then. All the best actors have jumped to Netflix and HBO, you know. And the actors who just do Hollywood movies now do fantasy adventure nonsense. They wear masks and capes and really tight costumes. Their job isn't acting anymore. It's going to the gym twice a day and taking steroids, really.
Yeah.
Have we got an award?
Oh, yeah.
Most ripped junkie.
You know about that.
Soft spot and Jason.
I know all about
we
that.
We know we'd win that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Martin Scorsese, the greatest living director, made the news for his controversial comments about the Marvel franchise. He said they're not real cinema and they remind him of theme parks. I agree. Although I don't know what he's doing hanging around theme parks. He's not big enough to go on the rides, is he? He's tiny.
Aw, he's so cute. Look at him. He's like, it's true, uh-huh. It's true.
Right. The Irishman
so
was amazing. It was amazing.
Still got to watch that.
I know we do.
It was. It was great.
Fucking Quentin.
Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long.
I still want
to see that too. Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere.
That's good.
And by the end, his date was too old for him. So,
he's still sexy. Look at him. Hey.
Oh, everybody fucking knows.
Love that dude.
Even Prince Andrew's like, come on, Leo, mate. You know. You're nearly 50, son.
The
world got to see James Corden as a fat pussy. He was also in the movie Cats. But
look at Ray Romano, no dude. Ray Romano's
loving it. He's
and
a
the
comedian,
reviews,
that's
oh,
why.
Shocking. Yeah. I saw one that said, this is the worst thing to happen to cats since dogs. Right?
That's good.
But Dame Julie Dench defended the film, saying it was the role she was born to play. Because she... I can't do this next joke. Because she loves nothing better than plonking herself down on the carpet, lifting her leg and licking her...
They fucking had to bleep them on that one.
Glad it's culture. I was like, oh, whatever. What's up, cat?
Furball. She's old school. It's the last time, who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama. Yeah,
I
want to kind of see that.
That.
I kind of want to see that.
And Jenny Aniston.
A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if
nice.
You win, right? Come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
Fuck off, you cunt!
It's already 3 hours long.
That's the meme face.
Right, let's do the first award. The first award.
He's so good.
The first award is for best actor in a television series, musical or comedy.
That's it.
To present the award are a couple of actors off the telly. What can I say? Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
What'd you think?
Bruh.
He's funny, right?
Dude, I want to hug him right now. That was savage.
It was good.
When I
dude went ham.
I saw that. I was sitting in the car between accounts, and I was fucking around on Facebook on my phone, and I saw that shit, and I watched the whole thing and immediately shared it. Just put the GOAT. Like, fucking, yeah. I could care less about those shows ever, but, like, he made it interesting. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something about the kind of sycophantic, ass-kissing, telling everybody, yo, you're the greatest, you're such a fucking artist, blah, blah, blah. I love the fact that he's just like, fuck all that. Like, I'm not here to kiss your ass. I'm not here to coddle you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Like, I'm not going to be all diplomatic and shit. If you got a problem with me saying fucking cunt, then I'm sorry. We can't be friends because I'm going to say fucking cunt.
Or
I
be
love
your sponsor.
It. And that's like, that's comedian shit.
Am I the only one that feels like Meryl Streep has way too many awards and she's not that good?
She was good.
Dude, she's been nominated like 22 times for the Oscars for Best Actress.
She was good before we knew what was what. She was good like back in
like
the fucking 80s.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
I don't believe she was in that film. I don't think she was in Fried Green Tomato.
Some old lady was in there.
She wasn't in that film.
Devil Wears Prada?
I don't know.
She was in that one, right?
She was in Devil Wears Prada, yeah. Yeah, she was the devil.
That would have been a Jason film, yeah.
I've never seen that movie. I like Meryl Streep. I like Anne Hathaway.
Eh, Anne Hathaway's weird looking.
Yeah. I bet she likes the smell of her own farts too. She's got that look on her face.
Feet. No, she's probably got some big ass. Yeah. First of all, girls don't do that. Okay.
Fart?
I know for a fact. Women don't do that.
That's a lie.
That's a myth.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay. I read online it's false. I don't believe it.
Chris's face will tell you otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Shout out to episode 41 of the hashtag.
I know.
But yeah, there were two parts in particular of that monologue that I particularly enjoyed, and that was didn't kill yourself like Jeffrey.
Yo, when a girl farts, she's immediately trans. I'm like, okay, sir.
She just sprouts immediately.
Yeah, you're just a dude now. You're trans. As soon as a girl farts, I'm like, girls don't do that, so you must be a dude. Okay, sir. Zer.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, and the thing about the ISIS streaming platform. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's true. Everybody gets up there and they want to fucking, you know, be the next one to go on a viral tirade about fucking global warming or Donald Trump or people of color in cinema and shit. So
and they're probably all racist anyway.
That's what he said. Yeah.
They're
all full of shit. Fuck them. Let's talk about some hillbillies, huh, Jason?
Yeah, Florida man.
Just like one tonight, so.
Hey, he comes in style, man. He comes in style.
Okay. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do Welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
This week and every week, our Florida Man stories are sponsored by Official Clothing.
Official.
Check out official.com. Yeah, do it, Jay. Boom. Jay. Tell me.
Hit official.com for all of your streetwear needs, all of your fucking thug balling ass motherfucking hats with flat brims. You wear that shit sideways, no one will fucking even make eye contact with you in the streets. You wear your fucking Hood Vibes t-shirt, no one will fuck with you unless they want to buy weed. Then they might come up to you and try to buy that shit off you. Fucking try to cop that shit. Be like, hey man, fucking let me hold that cash and then dip the fuck out and don't bring them any weed. What I'm saying is that you're going to look good wearing some official gear. All right. You need to hit OHFISHL.com. All right. Go put a mess of shit in your fucking cart, and when you're checking out, use the code word HTNOS or swiping.
Yeah, HTNOS.
Do you swiping too?
I mean, HTNOS rolls off the tongue. Shit happens when you're swiping. I mean, that's a little bit more.
Shit happens when you're part naked swiping.
That's the thinking man's acronym. I mean,
HTNOS.
Sounds like a German curse.
HTNOS is just run of the mill shit. It's just
like I'm Dutch or some shit. Swiping, hurting, well, it's fucking Swedish chef. Swiping, hurting, hurting, learning.
That's me. Swedish chef.
Yes, it is you.
I fucking
25.
Love the Swedish Chef, dog. Don't talk no shit about Swedish Chef.
Oh, that's
love
that. Birdie.
Yeah, I fucking love that guy.
Dutch. Our dynamic is Dutch cooks and I clean, and she takes full advantage of that because when she's cooking, she's just throwing shit around. And there's fucking ends of vegetables on the floor and fucking powder and fucking
sometimes
flour on the fucking counters and shit, and just everything's everywhere. Like what happened in here? How
you
did you do this?
Flour like a G. You got to be like,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I come
literally
in like the fucking
for the last
crew.
Three decades, the nickname for my penis has been the Swedish Chef.
Why? Because it's messy.
Some fucking meatballs and gravy, dog. I'm fucking slanging that meatball.
I thought you meant you had a very wide ejaculate range.
Hurdy bird.
It's because
when I come in, my O face is like hurdy birdy 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 birdy.
You fucking have a stroke when you come.
Bitches be calling 911.
It's like a fighter hose. You just grab on and hope for the best. First one I got for you, we're in West Palm Beach, where a Florida man dressed in a shower curtain threatens to kill President Trump.
He's not
what
the
else?
First one. I know, right?
It's like a normal day in Florida.
Dressed in a shower curtain is what caught my attention. Because
was it a clear shower curtain?
We can speculate. I don't know.
Probably was.
So in light of the Iranian escapade or whatever you want to call it. Threats on Donald Trump's life are not really that uncommon. But this one,
he probably don't even give a fuck. He doesn't care.
I don't think he does.
I can see his face now. He's just like,
he's sitting in fucking, he's sitting in fucking Dulce Du Leche with the aliens in them, dude. He don't give a fuck. He's 75 feet underground below the fucking Denver airport. He don't know what time it is.
The Dulce Du Leche base, man. Yeah. It's fucking caramel flavor. It's
fucking
delicious.
Look that shit up. A man with cream on his face and a towel on his head and his body covered in a shower curtain went on Facebook Live, where federal authorities say he threatened to kill President Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
According to a criminal complaint from the U.S. Secret Service, 26-year-old Chauncey Lump.
He sounds like he has cream on his face.
I love
face.
That name.
Chauncey Lump.
Fucking Noxzema everywhere.
Made the threats on Friday, not long after President Trump made a statement from West Palm Beach about the airstrikes that killed the top Iranian general. Federal investigators say Lump used the name, quote, Black Man versus America.
Give me a fucking break.
In the live video post.
Why is it got to be about race?
Well, because he killed the Iranians, and I think this gentleman was a person of color.
Well, yeah, that's because it's what their ethnicity is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it's about that.
Oh.
Thanks for answering your own question.
He doesn't have to say Black Man versus Trump.
Well, you know, we all identify in different ways, okay?
We're all people.
He used the name Black Man versus America in a live video post, which had Middle Eastern type music playing in the background. They say he also laughed during his threats. According to the authorities, threatening statements made by Lump include, quote, he killed my leader. Please tell me where is Donald Trump. I need to find Donald, because if I don't find him, I'm going to have to blow up Broward County. Shout out to Delvin and them. Do not play with me. I have an AK-47.
Oh, my God. He's a fucking terrorist.
He killed my leader, and now I have to kill him.
The Iranian dude was his leader.
Yes. See, he's going... This dude was trying to capitalize on the situation is what it was. He obviously didn't believe any of this shit. He put on a fucking ghetto ass costume and tried to make a comedy video about it, and you don't joke about that shit. Look at Kathy Griffin with the fucking head, dude. They end you on that
100%. I guarantee you this guy's dropping a mixtape. Like, he had planned to drop the mixtape this weekend, and he was like trying to get the word out, like, hey, you killed my leader, I'm the Black Man versus America, was like the name of the mixtape. Probably
bet you know that might have been the name of this.
He's gonna fucking drop.
Fucking, you're right,
dude. It's a good thing he didn't drop that mixtape, man. My whole fucking house would have burned down.
Well, then don't forget about what his theme song is.
What?
Lump sat alone in a buggy marsh.
Lump sat alone in a shower curtain.
Noxzema all over his face, trying to kill our presidential.
Presidential what?
American.
Trying to kill the orange man because he is bad.
Lump told investigators he produced the video as a joke in response to the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Is that right?
Nobody cares.
It's close enough.
It's close enough. Okay. He claimed he had a bachelor's degree in Homeland Security from Bethune-Cookman University.
But
federal agents could only confirm that he attended one semester and works as a security guard.
Fake news.
Dude, that's fake it till you make it, man. The motherfucker's Paul Blart, and he's like, no, man, I'm Homeland Security.
Stupid.
Top flight security in the world, Craig.
No. He's a chump.
No, he's a lump.
He's a chumpy lump.
Chauncey Lump.
He's a lump.
I love that fucking name, dude.
Chauncey's the worst name.
We don't,
honestly, like, I hate to be this way, but like, Chauncey sounds like a white kid from England. I'm just saying.
You know, we used to.
Chauncey's a pussy name.
We used to use it as, not like. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess kind of. It would be like a derogatory thing.
Yeah,
like,
you call somebody a pussy.
No, yeah, back in the day, we used to like call people Chaunceys, dude. No, we used to call people Chaunceys.
Yeah, like call that was part of our vernacular.
Yeah, but like it's similar to calling someone a Nancy. Yeah. It's like you're fucking homo. Come on,
what don't fuck with the fucking, Sioux though.
Fuck out of here, fucking Chauncey. Please, you want to fight Chauncey?
I'm bringing that shit back. Well, Jason, bring it back with me. Let's bring that shit back. We're going to make Chauncey a thing again, dude.
I'm going to call someone a Chauncey tonight. I'm going to bully the fuck out of somebody.
Everybody.
Chauncey ass.
Well, they're going to be your baby or your wife, so take it easy.
And they're both sleeping. Oh. Nah, we're going to, hey, we might be going after hours live.
So I'm going to beat that door down. Wake up, Chauncey.
We can bully all the people on the internet.
If you
Chauncey ass baby.
So, I mean, like, Jason, I assume you listen to the show. I mean, you know, we don't go super political on the fucking show. And
no, I don't usually either on mine, but I mean,
I would have skipped over this under normal circumstances, but I mean, a security guard named Chauncey Lump, who is impersonating the Iranian people to assassinate Donald Trump. I mean, I had to use that one. In light of all that shit, I mean, like, how you feel about everything, man? Like, real quick. We don't have to dwell on foreign policy.
Nothing he does is real quick.
Nothing I do is real quick. Shit.
I'm kind of concerned, if I have to be quite honest, you know, about this World War III shit, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say I'm super concerned about World War III happening because, A, I don't think Iran is really going to try to push things too far, because I think they know, like, I don't know, it's like a midget, like, trying to pick on, I don't know.
Andre the Giant?
Yeah, like, there's a big-ass fucking MMA dude, just like one of them super heavyweight dudes. Like, you know,
Bob Sapp, fucking Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ridiculous thing to think that you could like pose any type of threat in a direct conflict. I mean, Iran is doing their thing, like they're better off doing all that, like hacking shit behind the scenes and, you know, trying to undermine us in other places like Iraq and shit.
Right.
Honestly, I hear about Iran, man. I think fuck those guys. I don't really care for them very much at all. I think I'm glad this general dude is dead, because fuck him too. Fuck him in his ass. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Blow him up again. I don't give a shit. I heard he's a terrible dude. He did terrible things, and mm-hmm. he fucking got blown up, and he fucking deserved it. So he can kiss my ass.
I think that.
But also Orange Man bad. So, you know, I just wish Barack Obama had blown him up. President Obama blew some motherfuckers up too. I was reading just tonight, in fact, before this podcast, about a dude who basically met an identical fate. He was actually an American citizen. This general dude we blew up wasn't an American citizen. Obama blew up an American citizen because he had American parents, I think, but he was like a Yemeni American dual citizenship, and he got his shit blown up for being a fuckwad too. And Obama was like, I don't give a fuck.
You should.
That's what I'm saying. Look, if you support violence against Americans, I feel like it's the job, it's the role of any government to protect its citizens. I mean, the American government especially, it's a government of the people, right? So it's citizens that comprise the government. It's not an aristocracy. We are the government, and the government is us. And if you fuck with us, guess what? We're going to break a foot off in your ass. And if you say you're going to fucking bomb American embassies overseas, I'm sorry, we're in your country, and if you want us to leave, like, I don't know, maybe there's a peaceful way of going about getting an American embassy removed from your nation, but like, we here, all right, we out here, okay? America embassy in fucking Iraq, and you got beef with that shit, and you want to light it on fire, blow it up, and kill Americans, guess what? My fucking Uncle Sam dick is coming for your ass, and it explodes when it fucking hits you and reduces you to fucking dust. Fucking little blood specks raining down. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I want your children to watch.
Short version. It's either them or us.
Keita Toby Keith music behind him right now. Right. Somebody get Toby Keith on the fucking horn, man. He needs to write a new hit for fucking Jason Almey right now.
I'm just saying, like, I don't have a lot of sympathy for people who use violence against Americans overseas or abroad. Nope. If you do that shit, or if you get online and you say you're going to do that shit, if you try to whip people up and you try to get all the Muslims in America to start attacking their homeland and shit, fuck you. You're dead. You're dead to me.
Word.
Boom.
I think the biggest problem, that most people have, like Dutch kind of alluded to, is that no matter what the orange man does, it's going to be wrong. Yeah. So, I mean, if he does something right, it's going to be wrong. And if he does something wrong, it's going to be super wrong. And I think the fact that like all this, correct me if I'm wrong, I think was initiated through a tweet, you know, like he was strong arming somebody on Twitter. And then the next thing you know, we're fucking drone striking. And I think that's kind of what people are like, what the fuck? Are we going to really start World War III on a fucking tweet?
And then his response was, all is good. And I appreciate that, because a lot of the other ones are just so long-winded and they have to use all these words. And it's just like, just break it down. Mm-hmm. I don't need a big old ass long speech about why you did what you did. If he was going to fuck with us, I'm glad you blew him up.
Well, that's
all is good.
Yeah.
That's why he agreed. That's why he is very concise, because he lives his life in 240 characters at a time.
And that's fine with me.
He's like fucking Vin Diesel, quarter mile at a time.
I love it. I love it.
And I mean,
I live my life 240 characters at a time.
That's it, baby. That's it.
Awesome. I mean, I'm right there with you. I agree. Like the nature, I think, of like political opposition is that if I'm in a position where I'm going to run against Donald Trump, or my boy is going to run against Donald Trump, or my girl is going to run against Donald Trump, then of course, like every time I'm making any kind of public statement, I have to create a case for why Donald Trump shouldn't be president and why my boy or my girl should. So no matter what he does, even if it was the right thing for America objectively, my subjective opinion is always going to be Donald Trump did the wrong thing because I want my boy in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want my boy to win.
Sure.
And it's the same thing if, you know, fast forward, you know, there's going to be a Democratic president, whether Donald Trump wins the next election or not. There's going to be the one after that. I mean, there will eventually be a Democrat president again, maybe AOC or something. And there's going to be a whole bunch of Republican motherfuckers who are like, oh, fuck that bitch, man. She don't do nothing right. Get back in the kit. I mean, you're going to, you're always going to have
both
that.
Ways,
so,
for sure.
That's the problem. People are hypocritical about that shit because Obama be blowing motherfuckers up. Trump be blowing motherfuckers up. And I don't know what the approval process is like, but you can't take too long. You got to blow the motherfucker up while he's in one spot. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Like, until he's hiding in the cave somewhere and you can't find his ass.
I mean, maybe it would be better to notify Congress, like, hey, I'm going to blow this motherfucker up. But, you know.
I feel a lot of Trump supporters stay quiet because they feel they're going to get chastised if they support him. So that's why he won the election he did, because there were so many people standing up for Hillary and whoever else was running because Donald Trump was such a piece of shit. But a lot of those supporters stayed quiet because matter what they did or said, he was a piece of shit.
Well, back then, I think that he ended up winning because people wanted something different. They didn't want a career politician, and Hillary Clinton is that, and not to mention she had a lot of baggage, which, I mean, so did he, and it was one of those lesser of two evils situations,
his
baggage
was he went bankrupt or something in his businesses and stuff.
Bro, I thought it was just because people really loved The Apprentice.
That's
a good show.
That's something Rogan said this week. He was like, take a step back and think about this. Like, you know, like, we're in the final stages of the simulation right now where a guy from the game show that used to say you're fired is commanding missile strikes now. You know, I mean, like, we're at the fucking end game, dude.
I think that that we also are different of a country because we're always worried about who we're going to offend. And I think with him, it's more like, I need to do what I need to do to get the job done. And he doesn't care. Yeah. He's mad about it.
Well, it's just like the Ricky Gervais video we were just watching. And it's like, he wasn't worried about who he offended.
No,
he wasn't worried about shit. Like, I honestly, part of me kind of thinks that, like, he talked with the producers of the Grammys and he says, okay, it's my last year, so maybe we're going to produce this thing. Like, I don't even want to be here and I'll come off looking cool and people will talk about the Grammy. I mean, look at, we're talking about the Grammys like a week later. I mean, it worked, right? So part of me thinks that, like, you can get a lot of attention by just saying, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, there's a lot of, we do a lot to try to convince people we do give a fuck and, like, hey, I'm a nice guy and it's okay. I'm going to be diplomatic, especially at work. You know, I don't want to upset anybody or offend anybody, get HR up my ass or whatever. But it's like, it's like refreshing when somebody just gives up there and says, okay, fuck you cunts. Or somebody's like, hey man, I'm going to fucking rag on Elizabeth Warren for being like one millionth Native American and claiming that shit and wearing a headdress. It's like, I think people responded to Trump just because they're like, oh, he's savage. Like, I got friends who are like, they love Donald Trump and it's because he's a savage. I'm like, do you, like, what about his policy? Like, this is why you should vote for a president. Like, what I mean, like, leadership ability, like, resume. Like, I know you don't want a career politician, but, like, the dude was making a TV show like a year before he became president. Like, how fucked up? That's a fucked up resume. Don't you want somebody who can actually do the fucking job? I mean, anyway,
that's it.
I saw
I think people like how savage he is. They just want the dude because he shit talks.
I saw a campaign video for a guy named Tom Steyer who's essentially a businessman and not a career politician. And he's like, I did my business the right way and I built it up from the ground and I didn't go bankrupt and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I feel that too. Like, I don't know. I see both sides. Like, you don't want a career politician.
I think anybody could be president if they wanted it hard enough.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean.
I don't know about R. Kelly, though. I don't know about R. Kelly.
You just got to bring a tarp.
That ship might have sailed for R. Kelly.
You just gotta make sure, like, you got your tarp handy,
or a clear shower curtain, as it were,
and a 5-gallon bucket.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, he'd be pissing on the fucking bitches swearing him in on fucking inauguration day. He'd be like one hand on the Bible, the other hand's just pissing all over that poor bitch.
She liked it.
She's 13.
She gargled that piss.
Fucking Dutch blaming the victim.
I am. I'm really bad. I'm the opposite. I'm like, what'd that bitch do wrong? She liked it.
You're a traitor to your own team.
I don't care.
You're a traitor to your own team.
It's like, even when Logan called from the school the other day and he's like, I threw up. I'm like, whatever. I don't believe shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like, at the same time, who had to go fucking get him?
I know.
Let's change gears a little bit here. The next story I got for you, we're in Bradenton, where a Florida man wakes up to a burglar sucking on his toes.
Ew.
Yeah.
So cue the Tenacious D. We don't mind sucking on toes.
No.
We
don't mind
sucking. Dude, I had a joke. I had a joke where I like to imagine, like, you know, you wake up one night and there's like,
how long's the joke,
Almy? What's that?
How long's the joke?
She said it better like be a 20, fucking knock knock joker. Shut the fuck up.
25 minutes. I don't know.
Man, that makes sense. Okay, pretty tight. Continue.
It's short.
All right.
He's like the complete fuck? Polar opposite of Trump. He has an economy of words is not in his repertoire.
Man, I can't tweet.
He'd have
man.
To use Twitter.
He's got to get those third party apps that like let you continue on into like multiple tweets.
Hashtags
and shit.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
A snoozing Florida man received a very
rude. Wait, let him tell his joke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell your joke.
Did you have a joke?
Like for real? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a funny thought where it's like, you know, you always imagine like some home intruder and they break in and they're like breaking into just your shit maybe, but then maybe they like get kind of funky. They want to like, you know, you get worried like the guy's going to break in and he's going to try to do something to you sexually or some shit. He's going to try to like rape you or something. I always thought it would be fucking hilarious. Like you wake up with a knife to your throat and you're like, you know, like, you're like, huh, and he's jerking you off instead of the opposite. Like, you know, that dude would be like, jerk me off, but I want to be the guy who busts into your house like with a knife to your throat, just kind of like eye contact, but slowly jerking you off.
Oh my God.
And you got to like, you're like scared for your shit, but you got to somehow achieve an erection and come. Cause I'm like, if you don't come, I'm going to slit your throat.
Oh my God.
I do like the idea
so
of that.
That's the funniest joke I've ever heard.
It's more.
I told it in less than 20 minutes.
That's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
So a snoozing Florida man received a very rude awakening on Christmas Eve, no less, from a creepy burglar sucking on his toes.
It was Santa Claus. Right.
The startled Braden and resident then asked the sicko what he was doing, to which the stranger replied, quote, I'm here to suck toes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't even think he was trying to steal anything. Like, that bitch, he had an agenda. Yeah.
I don't know why you would break into somebody's house and do something to them that would wake them up.
I don't know. Maybe it was like a Mission Impossible race against time. Like,
and why didn't
I can
get
do
kicked
this
in the face? Like, he'd be missing teeth.
For real, dude.
Police dude, say, if that toe sucking felt good, though, you might be like, well, Merry Christmas to me.
I might have thought it was Chris at first.
Maybe he's going to jerk me off next with a knife to my throat because that's what I like. That's what I'm into.
That's the aggressive
the kind of
white male move.
Yeah.
That's what does it for me, man.
I'm sure there's a category for that.
There's a category for everything.
I know.
Police say a fight erupted as the suspect tried to grab the man's genitals and even threatened that he had a gun.
So it wasn't
I called
the
it. I called it. I got a gun. I'm going to grab your nuts.
Yeah, it wasn't even the toe
I got a
sucking.
Gun. Let me jerk you
grabbing.
Off.
No That's weapon crazy. Was ever displayed, according to the cops, and the victim managed to boot the intruder out of his home. The criminal then bashed a window to the residence and wrecked the victim's car windshield before fleeing the scene. Authorities took DNA swabs from the victim's toes in order to track down the weirdo.
I wonder if he knew the guy. It was like his neighbor and shit.
I don't know.
I've been dreaming about that dude's toes all year.
All year?
Yeah.
Take your Christmas shot on Eve. Christmas.
This is a gift I'm going to give myself. I've been watching that guy mow the lawn. I've been watching him go get the mail. Man, I need them toes in my mouth.
Dude, some people like that shit, man. Was it Joey
Diaz? Toes is gross.
Joey Diaz was telling his girl or something that, you know, you want to come in from the gym all sweaty, take your pants off, and I'll eat that peach or something like that.
The monkey,
all sweaty.
The little muffler. Oof. Yeah. Yeah, the little stank on it.
Oh, my God.
Gotta have a little stank on it. See, I don't request to have a little stank on it, but I also don't say before any activity you have to bathe. You know,
I tell myself I need to take
a shower.
I know.
I
tell you, I'm like,
just out here living.
I need to take a shower.
I know. And we're just out here living. And then that fucks up the spur of the moment shit. And then by the time you're done preparing yourself, the fucking moment's gone.
Sometimes I just need a washcloth.
I think a shower is good. If you can make it happen. But I think sometimes, like Chris said, you know, like sometimes the perfect scenario is, you know, it's just, I'm here, I'm hard, let's do this.
See,
let's bang it out real fast.
It bother me if Love he's it. Musty. It bothers me if I am for him.
Yeah, I feel you. But and then, you know, like, sometimes you just got to hold your breath, dog. Breathe through your nose.
That's it.
But sometimes
breathe through your nose and clap these cheeks.
In a long time. But like if for some reason I was really wasted, I wouldn't give a fuck at all.
That's true.
How about this for an episode title? Breathe through your nose and clap these cheeks.
I'm good with it.
Just throw that out there as a maybe we'll let the people vote. It's an option.
Last one I got for you. We're in Osteen, where That's that preacher's name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Joel Osteen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's got his own town in Florida.
That makes sense.
Where a Florida woman was busted for dumping feces on her landlord.
What kind of feces?
That's the way to do it.
What do you mean, what kind?
The shit kind?
Yeah.
It might have been like cow feces. From booty holes. Or people feces or baby feces.
I think, well, no, when it's from a cow, it becomes manure.
But people that write baby these stories.
Baby feces is the worst.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
That shit smells like Greek yogurt.
Why is that bad?
Or that drink you're drinking.
No, that's what her urine smells like.
My kid should never smell like Greek yogurt. That would have been a welcoming smell.
Fucking Johnson.
No, Greek yogurt is gross. I don't know why. I can't do it.
It turns into like, I like putting it in, like replacing sour cream with it. Because if you put it in like a jar with some lettuce and some stuff, it turns into like sour cream consistency.
Yeah, I'm okay. I can live without sour cream too.
What?
I don't feel like I need it. So, sometimes it's good. Sparingly, like when you're eating Mexican food, having a little sour cream, but a little. I mean, some people go so hard on sour cream. I'm like, big old glop. Yep. I'm like, just hit me with a little bit, it'll do me. Just
give me
a little bit so I know it's there. I don't need to.
Nope.
I don't need like a mouthful of sour cream. You know, when you get that one bite at Taco Bell and it's like all sour cream,
you're
like, how do you even continue to be employed here?
I'm like, give me a side of beef with my sour cream. I fucking love it. I will eat it with a spoon. No. I used to dip my chips in it straight up. No. Delicious.
The two of you, I swear, the two of you, I think, need your own show.
Why? Nope, so we can just yell at each other?
Florida woman accused of flinging a bucket of human feces in her landlord's face claimed she meant to throw a bucket of water but got the two containers mixed up.
What kind of water do you have that smells like human shit?
What kind of person just has a water bucket and a shit bucket sitting in the same room? I don't know. I got the wrong one.
Her toilet was busted and she was mad because she had to shit in a bucket.
Yeah.
And then she threw the bucket of shit on her landlord.
You're fucking warm.
Didn't fix the toilet.
You're warm. Volusia County Sheriff's deputies responded Saturday to a trailer in Osteen where they found Joanne Mercator, 59, with caked poop on her face and another woman dripping in human waste. Mercator initially told police that her landlord had tossed a bucket of feces onto her, quote, as a method of eviction, according to the incident. Quote, my landlord just broke into my house and assaulted me, said Mercator, who tried to explain her appearance by claiming the landlord took the poop and rubbed it all over her face.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But the deputies weren't fooled, particularly after Mercator admitted that the incident stemmed from an ongoing dispute with the 65-year-old woman. Quote, in a long time that I've been doing my job, I've never seen anything like it, okay? The deputy said. According to the body cam video, I'm not disputing what you're telling me, but she's dripping with it, soaking wet. Yours is dried.
So she smeared it on her own face to make it look like...
Yeah.
She got attacked.
Yeah. Mercator later...
I wonder how big the bucket was.
Probably one of them orange Home Depots. Mercator later admitted to accidentally throwing the vial contents at the landlord, quote, as soon as she entered the residence, according to the report. Joanne claims she intended to use the bucket of water but got the two buckets confused.
What was she saving the bucket of shit for?
That's what I'm saying. Who just has that shit bucket sitting there at the ready? The victim told
y'all don't have a shit bucket?
No.
We have pipes.
I thought that was like a Florida thing.
The victim told deputies that she had previously arranged with Mercator to check on broken items within the residence, and that was how she got to the house. Mercator was charged with battery on a person of 65 years old or older, which is a felony, and released on her own recognizance.
That poor old lady.
They had a shit fight.
That poor old lady.
That's disgusting.
But I guess the landlord got it worse because she got the drippy shit.
Yeah, that's fucking gross. I couldn't do it. That bitch would be dead. Yeah. That bitch would be dead. I would shove the shit right in her mouth and hope she dies of E. coli.
said it right.
Just shoot her. I would shoot her with a bullet.
That too.
I would name the bullet E. coli, and I would shoot her with it.
I wonder if that would
got
be
killed by E. coli.
Like self defense. Like if somebody was coming at you with shit and it wasn't a deadly weapon, and you shot them.
That's like biological warfare.
The status in Florida. I mean,
we're. Like,
I mean, I'm just saying, like in Florida, class, you're allowed to fuck people up, right?
We have toilets in that bucket.
That was a good idea.
If you go into someone else's residence, like you're the landlord, and you come in. I don't know. You can't come into my legal residence and shoot me, even if you own the joint, if I'm a legal occupant.
Well, that was entrapment because the lady said that her shit was broke and the landlord was coming over to check on the broken amenities, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's how she got her into the place.
And then
so this was all premeditated shit murder.
Yeah. The old lure in and then splash her with shit move.
It's the oldest trick in the book. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
Guys, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back for round two with Lord Jason Almy.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
You've heard others, but nothing could prepare you for the shameful stupidity that is the Jock and Nerd Podcast. Here, Imran.
So if you offend everyone at once, it's a wash. I've covered everybody.
Anthony.
Sorry, I was texting. Say that again.
And Rug Boy.
Yeah, whenever there's a snowstorm, my slack hole tightens up.
As they talk over one another.
Just exactly the same as
Terminator.
We're talking over each other. It's fine.
Sorry.
Swear.
I had boobies.
And ask you for money.
Just give us the money.
Witness the hubris as they claim to be the world's authority on comic book movies.
Who's that?
Never said that. You've never said that.
Who cares? A jock said that.
Comic book, TV, movie reviews, news, and whatever they choose. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Jock and Nerd Podcast.
It can't be silly, goofy fun.
Seriously, people really listen to this.
Jock and Nerd!
Do you like a little comedy in your sports, or a little sports in your comedy? Do you want to listen to a sports show that's more like hanging out with your friends for an hour than it is like listening to the talking heads at ESPN? Well, tune into the Inner Circle Sports Show, a weekly dive into the latest news and notes from the sports world, fantasy sports and gambling, and lots of left turns into nonsense like you'll hear in this next clip.
Bro, try accidentally smoking fucking peyote for 6 months and then fucking come talk to me, dog. I thought I was stuck in a fucking perpetual state of deja vu for fucking 6 whole months, dog. I went to a Yankee game and I was freaking the fuck out. I was like, watch, Brett Gardner's gonna get up. He's gonna fucking hit a double and leg it out, or hit a single and leg it out for a double. He's gonna hit it out the fucking left field. And then it did happen and I was like, oh no, what the fuck is going on? But meanwhile, as Riley will tell you, that is just some regular ass fucking Brett Gardner shit. That shit happens 9 times out of 10 in 2009 when he was fucking on fire.
I'm still tripping on accidentally smoking peyote. Like, that seems like a very intentional fucking action.
You're sounding real fucking judgy right now, and I need this to be like a little safety net.
Inner Circle Sports, presented by the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Search for Inner Circle Presents on your favorite podcast app, or check us out on the web at innercirclepn.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Mikey T.
And I'm Paranormal Fuckboy.
And this is One Armed Ninja.
And we are failing Hollywood. You are listening to the hashtag No Offense Show.
I thought it was H.T. Nas.
Is that some sort of ointment?
No, it's the same show. Whatever, listen to hashtag No Offense.
You're pointing to a goddamn pound sign.
Yeah. H.T. Nas isn't about Japanese custom cars?
No. It sounds like some sort of rapper from the South.
On the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back from the break.
We do this.
We still out here
every Friday.
We are still out here. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, Duchess.
What?
Congratulations on your round table victory.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Congrats. That.
Yes, for the listeners, we've talked about it all the time. We have the guests on all the time, the winners when they are on it. The Great Civilized Creatures game show, podcast of the Roundtable. Our lovely Duchess was on the Battleback episode. So it was a group of the people who did not originally win, and they were fighting for a chance to get back. Mm-hmm. And she won a pretty decisive victory against our friends DJ from The Untrained Eye and one Mr. Joe B. It was a great showing.
I thought the questions were really good.
It was a great showing.
Yeah,
from
the
you.
First time I showed up, the questions were, I thought a lot, I want to say harder, but it took a lot more for me to think about what to say. But these were more, I don't know, just like normal conversation type things. And I think it helped having DJ and Joe there because I'm so comfortable with them.
Yeah.
So it was just like talking to friends.
You did good. You did very
good. It's got to be one of the hardest parts of the job of producing that show is coming up with the questions.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Randall was crowdsourcing today. He was asking if anyone had any questions that they wanted for the next one.
Yeah, he did come to me asking me for some questions. So I can't confirm because Dutchie's still in the running. I know you're still competing, Chris. I can't confirm whether or not I contributed any questions, but I'm just saying, like,
We'll know which questions are yours.
There's a creative process behind this.
Most difficult. Definitely.
It's tough.
It is. It's very tough. I mean, and the three of us have all been on it. So I mean, and I mean, not to you know, put it like this, but I mean, like, Jason, you've been on it twice and you've lost twice. So I mean, like, you've seen the other side. I've been on it twice.
Double fucking loser.
I've been on it twice and somehow I've managed to win twice, which I mean,
if that show was any more popular, I would have killed myself for losing twice. It's almost popular enough that I thought about it.
It's tough, man. It's a tough thing, man. I don't know how I've won twice.
My heart was beating.
It does. That's part of it.
It was beating fast. Like, I was nervous because you don't know what the questions are, especially when you go first in the round. It's hard to come up with stuff on the spot because at least if you go last, you have 6 minutes to at least think of something.
Yeah, I like that. But I also like going first because it gives you the opportunity to bust out and say your shit first. Because
set the tone,
you can't. Yeah, you can't. We agree that the strategy is you can't go after someone and say, yeah, what Joe said was right. Because then you're ceding the round to Joe. Absolutely. You're just saying, okay, here you go. You win. You have to disagree. It's just like what we were saying earlier with the political opposition. You're against Trump. So it doesn't matter what he says. Donald Trump could say, fuck, you know, he could say America first, right? That's not an insane thing to say from the president of the goddamn country, right? You say America first. That's not insane. But I got to disagree with him and say, oh, that's terrible. How could you say America first?
We're a nation. We're a nation under God. You big fat orange racist.
Yeah. So now it's just the same way. Like, no matter what Joe says, I got to disagree with him. He could say Jason Almey is hilarious and Shit Happens When You Party Naked is a top tier podcast. And I have to disagree with him. Yep. I have to say, no, you're not. You're wrong. I'm not funny. And it's a shitty show. Don't listen to it.
I told her the same thing. I was
that
like,
a show was shit? That's mean.
Yeah. It hurt a little bit, but
no,
you're used to the sting in your butt.
Wow. Damn. Yeah.
I'm just going to. Why don't you just hold your nose and clap these cheeks? Just get on over here. Plug your nose. Clap these cheeks.
I was trying to amp her up a little bit, you know, beforehand. I'm like, look, man, on the questions where you don't know, just, you know, like, dig in on something. Take a stance, like you're saying, on something. You know, just fucking pick a road and go that way. You might not believe it, or you might not. It might not be reality, but just try to make it good. And I think she
your answer has to forge a new path. You always have to make sure that your answer is not repeating what someone else said. So that's why I like going first, because it's like a clean canvas. I don't have to think about, well, Joe said this, so now I got to say something different. I can't hit whatever beat John Buchanan's hit, even though it's funny and maybe that's what I was thinking because he got to it first. So,
yeah, I had a couple guys on my shit list that they had said before, so I just thought of something else.
Yeah.
But that's why I went smart. The opposite direction, and I was like, I said The Rock was a piece of shit because he's so healthy. Yeah.
And he's like the nicest guy ever, dude.
I said Leo DiCaprio's a piece of shit because he saves the world and the whales and shit. So I was like, I went the opposite direction with that one.
You got to. Like, he's the only reason he's saving the fucking rainforest is so he can get some 20-year-old pussy. Fuck Leo.
I wish I was 20.
I got to look out for my daughter in fucking 19 years.
No, you don't. He'll take care of her. He'll be like Martin Scorsese in 20 years. That's nasty.
You'd still be about it.
I probably would be.
Once I'm dead, you can feel free to pursue that.
You know what? I tell my wife that, but I also, I'm full of shit because I tell my wife, like, look, I don't want you ever marrying again. I don't think you can find anyone like me. I want you to, like, on my deathbed, I want you to tell me how no one else compared to me and how you'll be lonely for the rest of your life and how your vagina is going to be empty forever.
Man, you're selfish.
I am selfish. Fuck, I got an ego, you know?
If I died tomorrow. For real?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right.
I had no idea.
If I died tomorrow, I would want Chris to find somebody else that could treat him as good as I do.
That's a nice fucking thought, but that ain't happening.
Yeah. I tell her, like, I want you yelling and screaming, like, Lord, take me instead and shit. Like, don't be finding some other dude. Fuck that. I'll fucking haunt your ass.
That's going to happen immediately, I'm sure.
My fucking ghost is going to sit there while you fuck your new husband, man. I'm not going to like that. I'm going to be all judging and shit.
Why are you a ghost cuck?
He's in the closet masturbating. Because
I can't do nothing. I'll be like,
just watching with a stern look on his face, like, disapproval from the afterlife.
Then his boyfriend's mouth would be opening because he's shoving his ghost dick in there and just be yawning the whole time.
I can't wait till you tire, motherfucker. Take this ghost dick.
Yeah, ghost dick.
He'd be under the bisexual male category.
Eat this ghost dick, motherfucker. Eat it.
You know, Jason and I were talking earlier this week. We were having a conversation. I forget what about. I can't remember what it all was about. And that's, you know, fitting too for the theme. We are the old members, the oldest members, the old men of the inner circle.
I think I'm number three. I think Joe is the oldest, right? And then you're right behind Joe, and then I'm right behind you.
You're right. But I mean, when you're 23 and you're Riley, we're all lumped together. We're all geriatric fucks, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like he looks at all of us and yeah, they lean into that hard, you know, about
for sure.
Even Adam to a degree. And Adam's like fucking 35. And he's like, you guys are so fucking old.
He's going to be 35 for the rest of his life because that's how his brain works.
Well, I mean, that's how we are too, though, to a degree. I mean, no, like, I know. I'm not saying that in a
bad way. I'm just saying that's just how his brain works. He's going to be 70 looking all fucking silver foxy with his glasses and his hair.
There's a point where it gets kind of silly, though, right? Like, you can't dress too young. You can't be 70 and trying to dress like you're 30. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody knows how old I am at work. They all think that I'm, like, you know, early 30s because I wear Chucks to work with...
That's somebody told me, you know? Somebody told me at work because I was wearing my Chucks and I had, like, a button down and I was wearing my... fucking I'm going out in Boston, you know, around Harvard fucking bowler cabbie hat or whatever, and they were like, you need to dress your age. What the fuck does that mean?
I'm just dressing like myself, bitch.
Yeah, like I've been dressing like this. I thought about it. I'm like, well shit, I have been dressing like this for 20 fucking years. So
it's, you stick with what
I
works.
Have been dressing like this since I was 15. Shit,
right,
you stick with what works.
Jason and I were talking about something and I don't even remember the context, but he said,
probably because so much was said,
he said to me, whatever I said he responded with, anything less would be uncivilized. And I was like, is that the Great Poupon commercial?
It was my breakfast, man. I sent you a picture of my vegan breakfast the day I was eating vegan.
He was eating bowls of like, nuts and berries and shit.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, and you go, and I was like, oh yeah, don't forget my coffee. And you were like, stirred with dick. And I was like, anything less would be uncivilized.
No, it wasn't coffee. You said my French press with my fucking low fat.
Yeah, because it was French
almond
press,
milk and fucking whatever. Yeah. And I was like, whatever.
Almond milk.
Stirred with dick.
Yeah. Stirred with dick. And I was like, anything less would be uncivilized. Because I went on about my French press. I'm like, my French press with fucking organic vegan almond milk shit. And you're like, bitch.
That got me thinking, though. Because I was like, if I would have made that joke to Riley, I don't even think that he would know the commercial I was referencing where the two fucking cars pull up and the windows go down, you know, and they pass it between
Pardon
the two
me,
cars
but would you
shit?
Happen to have any Grey Poupon?
You remember when kids used to do that as a joke?
Yes, I do.
Hey,
because
roll down your window. Roll down your window. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Because in fucking 1991, when I was 10 years old and I saw it on Wayne's World in the fucking movie theater, I thought that was the most hilarious shit ever, dude. Like, fucking, they did it. They did the thing. Fuck yeah, I remember that shit. But then as fate would have it, or, you know, Saturn aligned and as it does, I get on my social media and I'm scrolling and I see one of those fucking, like, BuzzFeed articles and it's like 19 super specific things that you did for the last time without even realizing it. And I'm thumbing through it and I'm like, oh man, like I gotta hit these with Jason when he's on the show, because like a lot of this shit, like, nobody even fucking would realize, you know, or even know about. And I know, if I know anything, I'm sure Jason's got some specifically
for sure
great takes on a lot of this shit.
I looked through that list and I was like, oh my God, like, A, it made me feel old as fuck, and then B, I started to get pissed off that we weren't still doing some of this shit. I was like, wait a minute, that was awesome. Like, how come we're not doing that shit anymore? Like, I got mad, like, we don't do that shit that way anymore.
See,
like, kids will never experience
you.
This.
I'm with you on a lot of that, dude. I'm with you on so much of that shit because, like, I liked it better. You know, like I like low fidelity, dude. I don't need hi-fi.
I like going
low
to
slow,
the video store. And
that's one of them. That's
the
one
movie
of them. Browse the selection at Blockbuster is definitely on the list. And we've talked about that before. I mean, like
waiting by the return bin.
Dude, Friday night on a Blockbuster was lit, dude. Like,
dude,
it was like you go to see,
and you
what's
had to
up.
Get there. Like, they only had so many copies of The Matrix, man. You had to get there. Like, I gotta get there because The Matrix comes out, and I want to get a copy of that shit on VHS, and it comes with two tapes because it's like extra long or whatever. Dude there's like discoverability of shit. Like, we make podcasts, so discoverability of our podcasts is a tremendous concern for us. We want people to be able to find the shit. We want people to be able to stumble upon it if they didn't even hear of HTNOS. I want people to be like, oh shit happens when you party naked. That sounds awesome. But it's like, discoverability is a thing, and now you don't have that. You don't have that evening where you like wander through the Blockbuster and you look at all these movies and you see stuff that maybe you never even heard of or thought of, and it just looks cool and you rent it. Oh, nowadays, yeah, it's like whatever Netflix shows you or whatever. It's like you just see what they want you to see because they're like, this is the featured shit. Dutch fuck and you. I, fuck dude, your featured shit.
Dutch and I used to do that shit. We would go to the video store.
Suck
and
my featured dick.
We would browse the horror movies, like the B-flick horror movies, and look for the fucking stupidest looking covers and shit and get those, man.
That was a good time.
And now you don't, you, know, good you really don't see that shit now. I mean, like, now you got to be like super embedded in like a specific niche culture to like fucking get that shit.
Or you gotta like seek stuff out. You gotta go to like certain subreddits, like read about like schlocky horror films or something. And it's like, it's a lot of work and people don't want to do all that. Like, you can't just browse a Blockbuster anymore. You just see what they want you to see. And man, that brings me back to Ricky Gervais as well, because he's talking about these sequels and remakes and reboots, and it's all rehashed shit. And as much as I love the Marvel movies, for instance, it is kind of like that's what you see every theater. It's posters for all the Marvel movies that are coming out. Mm-hmm. And you're only going to see a limited number of movies in the theaters every single year. And it's like most of them are going to be Marvel and Star Wars and shit. And it's like
pretty much
what happened is that like now that's all you see because they want to make $1 billion on fucking Doctor Strange. And it's like maybe I don't want to see Doctor Strange. Maybe I want to see something that's like fucking going to blow my mind that I never heard of. But it's like that discoverability is such a bitch, because every time I load Netflix, it's like, oh, did you know we made a movie with Ryan Reynolds that we released a month ago? It's called Six Underground, and Michael Bay directed it, and you totally need to watch this huge Transformers movie. It's like, fuck off with that shit, man. Show me some fucking cool shit. Show me some fucking underground shit. Show me a movie that got made 30 years ago. I want to see some old shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see The Reanimator again or some shit. I don't know.
You know what gets me on the streaming services is the fucking series. Because they get you for at least 10 hours, you know, and that's a big investment, you know, like I want to go and I want to watch The Witcher, but I gotta earmark out fucking 8 to 10 1 hour episodes to get that done. Where like, if I'm just checking out new, like what's that, 5 movies I could have watched in the amount of time that I'm invested in this series. I mean, I love The Mandalorian, but fuck, dude, like all those hours and shit, like we could have been watching something else.
Don't talk to me. How many episodes of season of Supernatural did I watch in 2 weeks?
That's
I watched
ridiculous.
Like 23 seasons.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. There's a lot of seasons. Long?
I think it's 13. I think they're on their last one.
They're still going now? Like there's still new ones now?
Yes.
Wow.
I just have to wait for them to come on the Netflix.
Yeah, they're still making new shows. Yeah.
Holy shit.
They're like on season 47.
Dude, Jensen Ackles should have been the new Batman. He is a fine candidate for Batman.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. You gotta shut out the vampires in them.
Ugh, he's this.
So hit me with what's the first thing on this list, dog? We gotta run through this list again. I'm fired up now. I want to talk about this shit.
Right at the top is the burning one last CD. One time you burned a CD and it was the last time you did it and you never even knew it.
I used to love burning CDs, man. Dude, that was awesome. Do you remember that shit? It was like
a
mixtape.
He made CDs all the time. There was all the time.
Well, see, I loved it.
I'm gonna give you my. This is like my. I don't know what I would call it. My hipster. Like, because I'm even above this fucking list. Where like I hated doing CDs because I was all about the mixtape.
Tape.
That was the ritual for me. I would when Dutch and I first started dating, dude, I would sit down at the kitchen table with a stack of CDs like this, and I would sit there and I would roll a fucking blunt and I would smoke some weed and I would just fucking pick out the songs and I'd put them in the order that I wanted them for and everything, and did the whole goddamn thing, you know, the sappy fucking thing, you know, you make your
still
woman.
Do that stuff just different
it's
ways.
It's sweet.
I love doing effort, it, but though. it was a fucking, like, it was a thing. I knew it was Sunday afternoon and I was going to make Dutch a tape because I was going to fucking meet her for dinner or whatever that night. And I'm going to slide her a new fucking tape that she could listen to in the car and shit.
Dude,
like, it was a whole thing.
It's great. Like, what do the Rileys do these days? They just, like, share a playlist? They just send you a link to their Spotify list?
What they do.
No.
It's so low effort. It's like, it doesn't take any time at all to click a few things, arrange a little playlist, and then just share the link. Like what you did, Chris, required effort. You're describing effort. You sat down with a stack of CDs. You had to select the songs.
CDs.
You had to burn a tape or whatever. Like, dude, that's where it's at.
Yeah. And it's
that tells you I love you. Like, I burnt you a fucking CD or I made you a mixtape. Suck my dick.
I'll tell you what, there is never any doubt that he never loved me.
From Jump Street. From the night
of
that one night stand when you didn't go home.
That's true.
Maybe I can burn her a shitty CD and she'll leave. If I show her how terrible my taste in music is, she'll surely leave me.
Well, you know what?
Out of my house.
I introduced her to a lot of music because when we started dating, you weren't listening to good shit.
No, I listened to the radio.
You weren't listening to good shit at all.
No.
Burn CD was the first one. Having to look up movie times in the newspaper instead of online.
Oh, yeah. Bro. Yeah.
Call
bro.
A movie phone.
Call a Mr. Movie Line, yeah.
Dude, yeah. Remember that episode of Seinfeld where he was in the shower and he was doing a movie phone thing? Dude, that was legit. I remember that. I had a buddy. Unfortunately, he passed away last year, my buddy Jimmy. He was insane about movies. He was a movie reviewer.
Really?
Professionally. Yeah, he was a movie reviewer out in Salt Lake City. He used to sat down with Jackie Chan, Ryan Reynolds. I mean, he met all those motherfuckers doing his movie review thing at the press junkets and stuff. And he was a member of a Geek Show podcast out there in Salt Lake as well, which is a pretty popular local podcast. And but when we were in high school, we were like best friends and we used to go see movies. We would block out a whole Saturday where we would go see 5 movies in one day. We would pay for the first one to get in, and then we would subsequently sneak into 4 more movies.
Oh,
and
fuck
so
yeah.
We would literally Friday night, he would get the paper and we would sit down with the fucking paper, the physical paper, and we would look at all the show times. We would look at all the movie run times.
So
we knew how long each movie was, and we would fucking plan out 5 movie day, and we would spend fucking 12 hours in the movie theaters watching 5 movies in one day. That shit was insane. But we used to use the paper for that.
And that takes effort, man, because you got to, okay, this one ends. This one's going to start in 20 minutes, so we can hit the bathroom and da-da-da and slip in and this and that. Fuck yeah, dude. We used to do that. I mean, never to that degree. I would see maybe an extra movie, but like I ain't going to sit there for the whole fucking day.
Dude,
dated a guy that I never would have done it. Theater.
Did you really?
I never would have done it without Jimmy either.
Didn't you, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong or if I'm misremembering, but didn't you have a movie podcast?
Yeah, actually briefly with a buddy of mine, Matt Cafaro, and he was like, man, I've always wanted, because when I started Shit Happens and I talked to him, I was like, hey man, why don't you come on, we'll talk movies a little bit. And then he was like, hey man, let's do a movie podcast. And yeah man, I like paid my graphic designer to like make the artwork. I was actually really loved the artwork, but it was just hard to keep up with, particularly for Matt. Like he was job hopping and shit like that, so it was just really really tough. And the amount of editing that we had to do. I want to reboot that podcast though. Like I want to get that one back up, but just the way we were doing it was not very sustainable, particularly with Shit Happens and me working full time and trying to have a baby and shit. So, and him, like he was doing a lot of work, shit, traveling for his job and trying to get a new job. And so, I mean, it was hard to keep up with, but I think if we did something a little shorter, I always wanted to do like, he wanted to talk about old movies. Like we did Big Trouble in Little China and Amadeus and some older films, as well as new films like Deadpool 2 and Infinity War. But like I always wanted to do where we would like record a really quick podcast, go see the movie like Thursday night at the midnight screening, Friday morning, record just like a quick 30 minute. You know what I mean? Like, don't spoil everything. You don't have to dig in deep, but like, just do like a quick 30 minute review and pop that up.
I don't see you doing anything like that in 30 minutes. I mean,
I could do it. I'm telling you, I could do it.
You'd have to like write everything down.
Tag in, baby.
I could do it.
Tag in, baby. Hey, you know how it is. You're going to have to fight. Okay, for you to get your words in tonight.
Oh, that's fine. I appreciate the. You appreciate the break. I don't have to work as hard.
Is that what you're saying? You appreciate the break. The next one kind of goes hand in hand with the blockbuster thing, and that's just having to rewind a movie.
Oh shit! Yeah.
You know,
I don't really miss that.
You can charge $2. That one's
one. That one's one that can. Yeah, we can toss that one out because I'm glad.
Be kind, please rewind.
Fuck that.
That's a good one.
I'll pay the
dude, hey, here's another title for this episode. Be Con, Please Rewind.
That was a movie. Shout out to Jack Black.
Oh, that was a movie?
Hell yeah. Jack Black and fucking...
Jack Black and them.
What was the guy? I forget.
I don't know, but I like Jack Black.
Yeah.
Did you hear Kaz on my episode that I dropped yesterday?
I haven't got a chance to listen to it yet.
I dropped a brand new episode, people. Go listen to Shit Happens When You Party Naked. Got a brand new episode up.
It's four hours Kaz- long.
Kaz was like ripping on. Yeah, it's 4.5 hours. It's pretty short. It's a short one.
It's a shorter
this
one.
Week. Yeah, it's a short one this week. It's only 4 hours. You know? But Kaz was busting on you a little bit, Chris.
He was.
He busted on you a little bit. He was kind of chuckling. He was laughing. He was like, said something in them. And he was like, oh, Chris, you need to stop with that shit. And he started laughing at you a little bit. It was pretty cute. It was a nice moment.
I can't help it, man. I talked to Adam like a lot, like a fucking lot, you know, and the shit just, it rubs off, man.
I talk like dude, I talk to sure you.
Next one is downloading music with like Napster and LimeWire and shit. When everything was just free in the
that
Wild
took
West.
Forever though.
I loved it. And I'll tell you why I loved it. I got turned on to a lot of music that I didn't know about because my friend Nick, he used to give me like lists. Like every time we'd hang out, he'd pass me a little scrap of paper and it would have maybe 7 to 10 songs on it. And it was like obscure, like deep cut shits and like things from movies and whatnot. Because he would buy CDs, but a lot of shit like old soundtracks and that, he couldn't find them. So he'd be like, hey, see if you can find this one. And then like it was like a game for me. Like I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to get this one, motherfucker. And then I'd burn him the CD. And the next time we'd hang out, I'd be like, crushed it, you know, and I'd be like, damn, you found all that shit. So it was like a whole thing. But we didn't have like high speed internet or anything. Mm-hmm. We had dial up and shit, and we just left it on all the time.
All night, all day.
So it was like.
Seriously, you had dial up?
Fucking dial up, hell yeah. And it would take 35 minutes for one song, dude.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I would queue.
I do remember it taking a while.
Dude, I would queue all them fuckers up, and I would just let it sit there. We'd go to bed, and I'd check it in the morning when I wake up, and I'm like, damn, drop that one. Fuck, read
it. Yeah. So we had broadband when we were doing this shit. This was like 2001, 2002, we had broadband, my college roommates and I, and one of my roommates was like big into like the online MMORPGs. Like even before WoW, he was playing like EverQuest or some nerdy shit.
Oh yeah.
And he'd get pissed because the game would lag, but he'd go into my other roommate's room and he'd have like the fucking LimeWire shit up, but he wasn't downloading songs. He was down like 1 hour porn videos and shit. And he'd be like, he'd cancel all my buddy's porn videos. Yep. Back, cancel. Cause I'm trying to fucking play my game. And then my buddy be all mad. And he's like, I'm trying to whack off later. Like, why you got to cancel my Brazilian butt porn? And it's like so funny how it's a different world these days. Cause it's like, you don't download porn anymore. You don't want that on your computer. You're not going to watch it more than twice.
Jason.
Just go fucking.
Jason, when I was a kid or, you know, like younger and shit, I remember saving money. I was passing out flyers for the fucking pizza place, making like fucking $4 an hour to save up money to get a fucking 56K modem to play Warcraft. Not World of Warcraft, Warcraft.
Just Warcraft. Like, we played Warcraft too. We did like LAN parties.
Fuck yeah,
we wired our apartment, our college apartment. We like drilled holes in the wire so we could wire the place with Ethernet so we could like hardwire and create like a local area network with all our computers and play Warcraft 2 in each of our rooms.
Nerd.
I used to have to call into a bulletin board. Like I would call in a number and telnet in, and it was like all text and shit.
That's fucking crazy.
It was like you're piping into the Matrix because it was just a black screen with chats green fucking letters.
I don't even
know
how y'all know how to do that shit.
I was like 12.
That's crazy. You figure it out back then.
Hell
man.
Yeah, you figured it out. Like necessity is the mother of all invention.
I
probably couldn't remember how to do that shit these days. But
no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Making a call on a landline.
Yeah, I don't really.
My still had a rotary phone.
We haven't had a landline in fucking 15 years.
I know.
Do you remember picking up a landline and somebody else would be on that shit already? Like, damn it, I was trying to make a call.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, loop it back to the fucking
phone.
Loop it back to the dial-up, dude. Like, I would get pissed off if I had my shit running and she would bump the phone or pick up the phone or something like that. Like, God damn it, you knocked me off.
Yep.
Disconnected me.
Yep.
Mind's bringing shit.
And then you hear that, you pick it up and hear the. Yeah, it's a fucking different world, man. It's a different fucking world. Some of it good, some of it bad.
I agree.
How about printing out directions instead of using your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
MapQuest.
I finally remember that shit.
She said MapQuest recently. Like she was
MapQuest.
We were driving, and she was like, "I don't know, pull it up on MapQuest." And I'm like, "I don't know, MapQuest, it ain't 2005.
You mean Google Maps? Yeah, that's what I meant.
I said that shit to Christina the other day. I'm like, yo, I'm on MapQuest this shit. Like, that's what you used to do back in the day. My broke ass, when I was a broke ass college kid, but we'd want to print up directions so we could go to Florida or whatever. And I was a broke ass college kid. I wasn't buying printer toner. Like I would print the shit up and it'd be like all pink and shit. I'd be like running out of ink.
Dude, and you'd be getting lost.
It'd be like 9 o'clock at night, dark and shit. And I'd be having to pull over and turn my light on. Like I can't read this shit.
I used to just write the directions because we didn't have any ink. I just take a piece of paper and write the shit down.
Oh, you had ink? You fancy motherfucker.
I know, right?
I used to write that shit down.
Yep.
Dude, I still get that now. Like, my boss will be like, can you print this out at home? And I said, who has a fucking printer, dude? Yeah. Do you hate the earth? Why are you printing this shit? Just fucking email me.
Yeah. Why print anything these days? Why would you print anything? Like, ever. We bought a printer for our Al Me Be Well business, and I hadn't even thought about buying a printer for, I don't know, ages. But we bought a printer because, you know, sometimes you got to print up a form that needs to be, like, physically signed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or, like, submit a bill or something like that. Like, we super bill patients. So, like, you need to give them something, like, if they can physically submit to their insurance company so they can make a claim. Mm-hmm. So, like, I bought a printer, and I was like, what the fuck is this thing?
I want to sign up for y'all's program.
Boom. AlmeBeWell.com. Mm-hmm. Do it. We launched that website. Dude, we got our shit.
I need to check it out.
It's got the sign up in the strip mall. He took a picture and sent us the sign.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's got legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bought it. Looks. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it looks awesome. I was just piggybacking on Chris. It looks awesome.
You can piggyback on me anytime, baby.
No, I said he bought me an Instapot for Christmas, and I bought this book, and it was called, like, Insta Weight Loss or whatever. So it's all healthy meals you can make in the Instapot. So we've been doing that during the week. Mm-hmm. But then on the weekend is
we'd be going to Hooters and shit.
Yeah. Dude, weekends is hard, man. That's when you want to eat the bullshit. And it's so easy to eat so much bullshit all weekend. Like, if you, dude, like, buffalo shrimp, like, yeah, you have, you know, a great couple of days during the week, and that buffalo shrimp, erase it.
But Jay, I had buffalo shrimp for lunch. You know what I had for dinner?
Nothing.
I had half a bag of pistachios and an apple.
Oh, I had nothing for dinner. I had these mojitos for dinner.
And I'm drinking black coffee and a bottle of water right now. So, I mean, like, I try to balance, you know, like, I'm trying to balance the force a little bit, you know, I'm going to fuck off. I'm going to have to deprive later, you know?
Yeah. That's what I try to tell people. Like, Mike, you be coming at my ass. Cause, like, Adam posts a picture of a delicious looking cheeseburger, and I'm like, oh man, that shit looks good. And he's all like, you're the dietitian, why are you saying a cheeseburger looks good? Because I'm fucking human,
right?
Cheeseburgers look good. I'm sorry, like, you don't eat them all the time. Mostly I eat fucking, like, salad, and I eat fucking chicken breast, like, and I
what
eat
do you know
salmon
Episcopalian?
Keep eating fish.
It's like, what do you know, Episcopalian? Eat a cow, bitch.
Episcopalian. Some kind of Christian. I don't know. Episcopalian. Episcopalian. I don't know. I had to send Mikey, like, pics of my food so he would, like, believe me that I didn't just eat cheeseburgers every day. I'm like, dude, this is what I eat every day. It's, like, healthy shit. But, like, if you have a burger once a week, that's cool. Like, you're a normal human being. You like pizza. You like cheeseburgers. But you got to achieve that balance. Like, you can't fuck around too much on a weekend. That's why I would tell people, like, if you eat three meals a day, maybe you don't, maybe you eat four, maybe you eat two, but it's just easy math. 7 days a week, three meals a day is 21 meals you're going to eat that week. If you eat 19 of those meals clean as shit, good fucking solid nutrition, then you can get away with having two meals that are cheeseburger. Yeah, you can have it, but you can't go too hard. You can't eat all weekend bullshit, because then you're talking about Friday night, Saturday, two meals, Sunday, two meals. You just start talking about, like, five, six meals that are, like, all bullshit, and that throws your week off. You're out of balance now. But
absolutely. The
weekend, I think if you do 19 meals good, you're good.
Because we're busy, so then it's just always, what can we pick up on the way home? Like, mm-hmm. Today we were running all day. And then we went to lunch for lunch, and we didn't do nothing for dinner. And then tomorrow, I don't know what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, convenience is a huge factor. So it's like you have to, like, try to make that shit easy for yourself. Like, I'll buy, like, Healthy Choice, those, like, Healthy Choice Power Bowl, like, frozen meals, just because, like, Evelyn's born. Like, I'm in the same situation as you guys are. Like, it's hard for me to prep. Like, I used to prep food before I had a kid, and I had time to cook. I could take, like, an hour and make a whole bunch of food. Like, I could just make, like, chicken breast in bulk, and I could, like, cook a shit ton of veggies and a ton of rice. But sometimes even that's pretty tough. Like, that's usually what I recommend people, is, like, make a whole bunch of healthy food all at once. Don't cook, like, one healthy meal, but cook, like, make a shitload, like, fill the whole oven up. But even that's hard. So, like, I'll have some just, like, frozen meals that are, like, decently healthy that I can just grab and go.
Yeah, Sunday.
Because otherwise it's, like,
meal prepping. Pizza. Yeah, that's what that pressure cooker that he bought me, the Instapot, is the game changer, because I can cut up, like, six or seven pieces of chicken breasts, and they cook in 10 minutes. And then I just break them up, and I make, like, the chicken salad out of them and put them over some romaine, because I made my own mayonnaise out of olive oil and just an egg or whatever it is. And
I made my own mayonnaise out of Chris's spunk.
But we try. It's only been a couple weeks.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Check out almebewell.com?
almebewell.com.
almebewell.com if you want to get your on your
and
path.
And it's not just for diets. It's if you have health problems like diabetes or.
Or diabetes.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
Like anything it's else, it's a health.
Or yeah, it's a clinical nutrition practice. So we do, like, we work with people with, you know, heart failure, CHF, diabetes is a huge one that can be managed with nutrition. Mm-hmm. Weight loss is a big thing because people do want to lose weight, and it does help improve like biomarkers of health for you to maintain a healthy weight. So, I mean, we do, but we work with not just like people wanting to lose weight, but like bariatric surgeries and stuff like that. Like, then you have the extra challenge of maybe a resection of part of your GI system, and you've got a, you know, you have to adhere to certain like dietary restrictions now. So
speaking of bariatrics, did you ever watch TLC when there's like My 600-Pound Life on?
I fucking love that show.
I told Chris I was watching that 1,000-Pound Sisters. Have you seen that one? They're just a couple of fat hillbillies trying to lose weight. Oh my God, they are hilarious.
Sounds amazing. Check it out. That sounds amazing. I got to check that out.
One of them has a forehead like Quasimodo.
It's totally the really reason funny. Why Riley thinks that he can create a TLC show and pitch it to them, because they'll put literally anything Anybody. On TV.
It feels like that sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's where you can find this. So, shout out to the Potato Boys.
It's funny shit.
Hey, we're running long like I thought we would. Jason, I
had nothing to do with that.
I appreciate you coming in and sitting with us. I appreciate you Absolutely. more so for coming back a second night, because I fucked up the first night. And I still feel horrible that I cheated the folks out of that 30 minutes or so that we had with your lovely wife, because that was absolute gold. And we're going to have to do it again, the four of us, and do the double date that we've been trying to talk about doing.
Can
for
I ask him a question before
years.
We go?
Yes, by all means. Absolutely. By all means. Because there's been literally not enough bickering between you two. I wanted you two to be fighting.
I wanted to
be able to sit back like this off the mic and just watch you two
fight. I didn't want to interrupt him too much on our show. So I just let him talk.
You're going to do that on his show when we go to their show? You're going to fucking talk over him?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever throw a smiley face on my shit? Why you always throw angry faces?
On what shit?
I said you were a disappointment and that you were consistent.
You're answering your own question. You're answering your own fucking question. I called you a disappointment and you were mad about it. Can you explain your actions, sir?
I'm clearly joking because he knows I love him. It's clearly a joke.
Does
he? Throw a ha-ha in there.
Was this on Facebook or some shit?
Yeah, it was when you guys were playing the game and then you were late. And I was like, oh, he's late. Still a disappointment. Good thing he's consistent. And you're like, angry face.
Yeah, I had to throw. You got to throw an angry face on there. What am I supposed to do?
I would like, throw a ha-ha on there.
Thumbs up. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Such you're right. I suck. Thank you.
I'm fucking awful.
But no,
everybody hates me. I lost podcasts and roundtable twice.
You didn't lose because people hate you. You lose because you talk too fucking much.
No. And I wanted to touch on this when we were talking about it, but I got away from it a little bit. The first episode he lost because it was the first fucking episode and no one knew really what to do. And it's not that he was bad. By any means, he lost a close fucking...
I was bad.
No, you weren't. Not the first fucking episode. No, you were not. You lost a close fucking episode to Jody. To Jody fucking B. It ain't like you lost to, you know, Joe Blow. You lost to Jody fucking B. Jody's strong competitor. And then the second time, you had shitty internet. And that did you in. Because you dropped out a few times. And we couldn't hear what you were saying a few times. So, I mean, that's what fucked you that time.
Yeah, it was great because, like, a couple days later, I got a text from Randall. Because I sent him... I recorded my end, obviously, so no internet issues. He got the full audio, and he sends me a text a couple days later. He's like, you know, now that I heard what you said, you were actually funny. Like,
but that's he's the like, bitch of it, though. Is
your
the,
performance was so much better now that I could understand you. I was like,
well, the judges watch it live, you know, and like they're making their like, and I, you know, I'm the same way. I fill my scorecard out live. So, I mean, like, I don't wait for the audio to drop. I watch it as it's happening, and that's passing judgment as it's fucking happening. And it's not that you were bad. It's just, you know, circumstantial. It fucking happens. It's not that I was good by any means. I still am flabbergasted that I've been sitting here waiting in the finals, first fucking guy, you know, to get all the way through, waiting to see who's going to fucking go up against me.
I know I'm going to the Thunderdome, as Adam put it.
Welcome to Thunderdome, bitch.
Yeah. But this one's coming out, this episode of ours is coming out tomorrow. So the following Tuesday, January 14th, is the semifinal round, and it's going to be the lovely Duchess, Heather from Zero Fucks, Adam Simmons from Simmons & More podcast, and John Bukenis. It's gonna
John
be
Bukake.
It's gonna be a good one. So look for that on the Civilized Creatures Facebook page this Tuesday, the 14th at 9 p.m.
That is gonna be a good one. As long as I'm nowhere nearby, it's gonna be a good one.
Oh,
This is the other side. This is the other side of the coin from the round table because, like, it's put such a fucking taste in your mouth about, like, losing twice. You're like, man, like, am I really bad? Do people not like me?
I just drank a juice that tastes like my daughter's urine. And it was, I just drank that. It was better than the taste in my mouth.
You shouldn't compare things to your daughter's urine taste if you haven't tasted your daughter's urine. All my friends told me
I
was a
fucking loser and I should fuck off.
You drink your baby pee? You can't compare shit. Yeah,
baby pee is good for you. How you stay young.
You know what? I believe you.
It's the truth.
How you stay young. No one can hear your heart blinking.
I know. Better pee than blood, I guess.
Yeah, well, that too. All things in time. Once she starts donating, I'm going to infuse it.
Fucking stupid, dude.
He is a doctor.
Yeah.
He is a doctor.
Dr. Almy, thank you again for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
This has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. If you're a new listener, thanks for stopping by and checking us out. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. We're available on all of them, literally all of them. Pick one and we're there. Apple Podcasts, give us a rate and review, even though it does nothing. Shout out to John Buchanan. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, whatever your flavor. We are also part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network, present company included. InnerCirclePN.com. We got Simmons and More, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Diner, The Plunge, Any Podcast, Failing Hollywood, all the original shit. We got Throwing Smoke is the crossover show with Randall Fowler and our boy Joe B. We got we're doing something new. We've been kind of talking about it tonight. We're doing the game streaming now. We did that for the first time the other night, and it was me and Jason and Joe B and DJ from The Untrained Eye. It was a fun time.
I think you guys need to play stuff that's not as complicated.
Well, it's probably not complicated for normal people. we're
just for my retarded ass.
But you guys aren't all on the same screen. I thought that
we're gonna figure
it
out. We're gonna figure that out too, because we can only see Joe's perspective. But you know, we haven't streamed before. We're just getting into that, and I don't watch streaming either a lot, so I don't know if we did a good job or not. But I mean, I know that the clips Joe is making of like the highlights and shit. I mean, like we had a good time and it was funny. So I mean, if you're into game streams or whatever, check that out. It lives on the Inner Circle Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can reach us and all the socials at HTNOS on the web at HTNOS.com. Shoot us an email. Give us a call. It's 813-773-5706. That line is always available for you to call in and leave those messages. Duchess will be there to greet you.
I wish that the people that commented on Kyrie FM would call the show and leave voicemails.
Yeah, I wish
cool because I appreciate the voicemails and I appreciate our friends that call in. But it'd be cool to have people that we don't know call in and talk to us.
They used to a little bit in the beginning, but I think like anything, you know, it just the novelty wears off or people don't want us to put their recording out or, you know, like.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anything. And I don't necessarily have to put it on the show. I mean, like just fucking call in and say, hey, don't put this on the show, but I wanted to tell you blah, 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 blah. Bless you, darling.
Don't call me and say you don't want it on the show. I'm putting it on the show. I'm a contrarian. The minute you say I don't want this on the show, boom, it's going on the show.
You're something, all right.
Suck it.
Jason, where can everybody find you?
TeamAlmy.com at Party Naked Pod on all the socials. And just like with your show, Shit Happens When You Party Naked is on all of the podcast players. So just go seek us out. You will find the links. TeamAlmy.com. All the links are there.
And again, we are both available at InnerCirclePN.com. I am the real Inner Circle for life,
bitches.
Duchess Watsky on Twitter.
And thanks again. Oh. Thanks for helping us redo it, Jay.
Dr. Lord.
Absolutely. I'm here for you guys. Esquire. Whenever you need me, I'm here. I love y'all.
I appreciate your headband. Georgia sucks. Peace.
Ooh.